Hey, this is Julie DeBrown. You're listening to Dunkin's Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM.
Too many people sharing party lines. Too many. Hello, you are listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. At the top, we heard Paul McCartney from his album Ram, the song Too Many People. And then after that, we heard Amy Mann's cover of that. It's a part of a compilation that was released recently called Tom, which is was kind of the premium for a radio show from New Jersey called The Best Show on WFMU. And so there are a whole bunch of people that recorded songs for that. Death Cab for Cutie, Danielson, a bunch of others. I'll play some more in the weeks ahead, but I want to play that Amy Mann song because it's pretty nice. On today's show, we have amazing special guests. It's fantastic. Later on in the show, No Gold are going to be here, and right now in studio are Apollo Ghosts. Two-thirds of Apollo Ghosts.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Really good.
Good. You made it all the way out here through torrential rain and lightning and all sorts of things.
Yeah. Actually, we came yesterday by bike, and we thought the show was yesterday.
Oh.
And we showed up to the studio, and there was, like, nobody here. And we're like, where's the show?
And then they had to tell us that it was today.
Yeah.
They probably thought we were out of it.
Yeah.
At least yesterday was nice.
Yeah.
Like, a bike ride to UBC yesterday would have been okay.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a nice ride.
Yeah. Well, thanks for making the second effort.
Yeah.
I should have sent out that reminder email more than 24 hours.
It's all good.
So tell the listeners a bit about yourselves. You guys put out an album at the beginning of the year, and
Yeah, we put out a record in December of last year, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So December.
Just before Christmas.
Yeah, just before Christmas. And we put out, I don't know, it's an LP, 14 songs. And then we just recently released an EP of 5 songs. Yeah, and then we just got back from a little 10-day tour down south, down to Olympia, Portland, Port Townsend, all over sort of the Pacific Northwest. It was really, really fun.
So, cool.
Yeah.
Who did you go on that tour with?
Two really great bands. One was called the Madonna Bangers, and the other band was called the Bash Brothers, so all Nanaimo sort of bands. And it was a posse of 9 of us in a moon buggy, Delica van, and an old Volvo.
1978 Volvo.
Yeah.
Bam, bam.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So, yeah.
And you have a special relationship with the Madonna Bangers, do you not?
Yeah. I mean, we're all sort of from that island.
Whereabouts did you grow up?
Amanda grew up in Campbell River, and I grew up in Nanaimo and Campbell River, so yeah, we all sort of know those guys from those towns.
But you also, didn't the lead singer of the Madonna Bangers appear in your video for Angel Acres?
Yes. Well, he's a wrestler, and his name is the Divine Prophet, and he and one of his wrestling partners did a video with us.
And Darren, too, who's here with us?
Yeah, Darren is in the
audience. Oh, and I should welcome Darren to the studio.
Darren was in the video.
Formerly of Oregon Trail and lots of other bands. Yeah. Tweezer. I hear.
It's coming.
You've heard it here first.
It's coming, yeah.
And for those of you who haven't seen Apollo Ghosts live, Adrian, you're kind of a skinny guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, how did the wrestling go?
It was good. Like, they sort of taught us, like, an hour before. Like, we went in and showed us some moves so we wouldn't get hurt. And, they were pretty gentle with us. Like, it looks like, you know, painful, but I was okay. Jay got the brunt of it, though. He got dropped from 6 feet.
Yeah, he got the chairman meow.
The chairman meow.
That's the name of the move that is done on Jay in that video.
Excellent, excellent. And no razor blades?
No. Although the last match that we went to, which you should have came to, it was rad. Yeah. Tables, ladders, and chairs. they jumped from the balcony of the Russian Cultural Center. One guy, Scotty Mack, jumped from the top balcony onto another guy.
Who was laying on a table
and tacks like all over the table, and like, yeah, it was incredible. Like, I've never seen anything like it. Yeah, so anytime you can come see an ECCW match, it's well worth it.
And that's like, it's not far from here. It's Fourth and Maple.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, it's good as a show entertainment, you know.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Incredible. $12 usually.
Yeah.
You get a hot dog.
Isn't the after parties at Boston Pizza?
Yeah, after party at Boston Pizza after they mop up the blood off the floor. And there you go. You're done. You have yourself a great little night.
Excellent, excellent.
Yeah.
So you guys also brought in some music today. So what did you want to play for the radio listeners?
I think the first song is by our friends the Bash Brothers. They're a 2-piece from Nanaimo, and they're wonderful. This first song is called Party Hat.
Party Hat.
Yeah.
Okay. Should we give that a listen to?
Let's give it a whirl.
All right.
I had a party hat on. I had a party hat on when I came out of my mom. The nurses had confetti, threw their hands in the air. In intensive care. 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 Anything but mellow. They put me in an incubator across the hall, and we all started to bawl. The baby's having a ball. Started to bawl. The baby's having a ball. Started to bawl. The baby's having a ball. Across the street, we had the betas and the gammas just a tapping their feet. Came over to the hospital and knocked on the door. The nurse gave them directions to the maternity ward. Nurse gave them directions to the maternity ward. Nurse gave them directions to the maternity ward. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Hollywood Steve. You've caught me organizing my daytimer. On August 28th, 12 bands will grace the Biltmore stage to reinvent really smooth music. Shay New presents Smooth Sailing.
On August 28th, come down to the Biltmore to hear Red Cedar, Apollo Ghosts, Jody Glenham, Boogie Monster, The Gref Band, Roll Mock, Kidnapping, Valerie Graham, Fine Mist, The Oz, Beelines, MT40. These 12 bands will be performing their interpretations of smooth music and yacht rock hits by the likes of Kenny Loggins, Hall & Oates, Toto, Chicago. The list goes on and on. Tickets are available at Scratch, Red Cat, and Zulu. Visit smoothmusic.ca for more information.
Smooth Sailing. Yamo better be there.
What was that we were just listening to?
Jay Arner from a band Fine Mist put out a little EP online, I think, called Undiscovered Sun.
Yeah.
Great song.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Yeah.
I think I played their remix of Love in This Club by Usher on the show before, and that's the backing track that they then have Usher and Young Jeezy rap over.
Cool. Yeah, it's a good songwriter.
He's very talented.
Yeah.
And at the top, what did we hear?
Party Hat by the Bash Brothers. Yeah. 7-inch.
We toured with.
Yeah, they toured with those cats.
And cool.
They showed us how to party.
So you guys, we chatted briefly about putting out a record last December.
Mm-hmm.
So how did that come about, and how's it going?
Good. Like we hadn't been around for that long, but I always wanted to put out some songs on a record, and we just did it in 3 days. We recorded it last August, And then, yeah, we put it out and kind of did well for what we, you know, we didn't think we'd get rid of them all, but we have, and we got rid of them all. And then we repressed it again, another 100 copies, and then those are all gone now. And, yeah, so...
Yeah,
beyond any of our expectations that it would actually.
I was reading a bit about it. So you pressed 300 copies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and you sold them for $5.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
It's the best record of the year.
Well, I don't know, but
how did you not think they were going to sell out?
I don't know. I mean, like the idea was that people would take a chance on
right.
You know, like in that and. You know, a lot of people were like, okay, well, $5, I can't go wrong with that.
You can't
and,
lose with that. Yeah.
So yeah, like I was really happy that people took a chance and now, you know, people have heard our music. So now maybe, you know, like if it's like $10 next time or $7, whatever, but I don't know. I don't feel like cost should inhibit someone from obtaining music. You know, we prefer to play shows locally that are, you know, always $5 or less.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how we roll.
Yeah, no. And I think the public appreciates it.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's cool.
And you recently put out an EP.
Yeah.
So the first one was self-released, and this one, it looks like you had some help putting
it. Yeah, yeah. There's a label, a guy in New York that runs a little label called Catbird Records that sort of had heard the music through the internet and sort of really got jazzed up about the record. And so we approached him and said, you know, would you be interested in putting out this EP? Like, we had a few songs left over from the recording.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, we took those and sort of redid them. And then, yeah, he put it out for free and... Yeah, it was great, and he's been really supportive, and you know.
He also, what's the name of the music blog that he writes for?
It's called Catbird.
Okay.
Yeah.
Catbird Seat.
Oh yeah, Catbird Seat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it seems like he's been quite a champion of you guys.
Yeah, he's just been amazing. Yeah. Like I have no idea. We had no idea who this guy was, and you know, he just came through, and yeah. So.
No Gold is shouting from the hallway. So they're here.
Oh, there they are. Or okay, cool. Yeah.
Ito, I think. Whatever.
Awesome.
So that's good. And so you're playing tonight?
Tomorrow
night?
Yeah,
tomorrow. At the Anza Club as a part of the Olio Festival?
Yeah.
Just a quick side note, you're also playing the Smooth Sailing?
Yes.
Yeah. So people should hit up your MySpace to like put up suggestions for which Yacht Rock songs they want to hear. Is that what's going to happen?
Yeah, we're still undecided.
I'm going for the Eagles. Something about the Eagles.
Matt is really pro Eagles these days. And,
I must be lonely.
Just everybody hates the Eagles except me.
I know, yeah.
They're really smooth.
They're really,
they are very smooth. Smooth sailing.
Yeah, they are pretty smooth.
But tomorrow night, what can people expect at the Anza Club?
Oh, man.
As part of the Mint Records showcase that they're playing
at. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, like, it's taken us like a week to recover from our tour.
Yeah. I don't want to say a typical show, but I think we're starting to run out of gas on these songs. So I think we're just going to like go out in a blaze of glory and play these last two shows and then take a break for a bit and then just kind of like work on some new songs. And, but yeah, I mean, we'll have fun. We always, you know, even when we were playing down south, like if there was like one person at the show, we'd play, you know, as hard as we could and like... You know, win that person over and like always put on a good show. So, yeah, I imagine good things will happen.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll play Ninja Sticks tomorrow.
That would be fun.
Yeah. What's Ninja Sticks?
Ninja Sticks is a game that sometimes we do at a show where we get people in a big circle and then it's like a sort of like an elementary school game where you put the person in the middle as a sensei and you cover their head with something and then you put sticks all around them and then people from the circle have to like crawl in like a ninja and like steal the sticks. I think we might have even done one show where that's all we did at the show. I don't know. Maybe we played some music too, but yeah, sometimes we just get bored and do something totally like that or I don't know.
Yeah.
Mix it up.
Yep.
You know.
And I have to say, I think you guys are a pretty energetic live band. You know, like you have a calm calmness about you in your everyday life from what I've, you know, what I've gathered, but on stage, it's electrifying.
Yeah, it's a different place for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like Alice Cooper, you know, like in that Wayne's World where he's like, it's like backstage, he's all like super calm and like talking about his historical analysis, but on stage he's singing about like fire and Satan. And, yeah.
Good stuff.
I don't know.
Anything else you want to add?
Saturday.
Oh, yeah, we're playing at Zulu outside of Zulu on Saturday.
It's part of their hippie fest or
the
whatever.
Hippie day or whatever, that should be a good time.
Yeah, cool.
Our favorite band.
Yeah, the Evaporators are playing.
Oh,
yeah.
And
Rose is playing too.
And Rose. Yeah.
Or Hogan.
Heavy hitters.
Hogan and no horses.
No horses, yeah. So that'd be fun.
Cool.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be great.
What time in the afternoon are you
Kicks off at noon.
Okay.
And then I think it goes till about 5.
Cool. And they have, like, soapbox races, I think. And
Oh, probably.
Yeah. That's pretty fun.
It's going to be a great time. There's other bands playing, too.
Unfortunately, softball playoffs.
Oh, nice.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, wow.
If we get kicked out early, I will be there. And that could happen. The re-ups.
Oh, you play for the re-ups.
What are the re-ups? Yeah, yeah. It's sort of a CIT. There's a bunch of people from CITR and then from other places that are all. And Rollmock.
Oh, cool.
There's a bunch of Aaron and Rich from Rollmock around the team.
Cool.
Yeah.
Baseball.
Cool. Let's hear a couple more songs.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do it.
Okay, so what have you got lined up for
us? What do we got? Oh, do we have a Chris Riffick song?
Yeah, you do.
Okay, can we play that one?
Let me see here.
Chris Riffick is probably my favorite musician. So
yeah, he's incredible. So we'll start with Chris Riffick.
Let's play. Yeah, let's do that one.
All right, here is Chris Riffick on CITR 101.9 FM.
She don't go to my shows anymore. Now who am I gonna play for? She don't go to my shows anymore. Now who am I gonna play for? Not you, why not? It's been half a life on those songs. Play my favorite one first so I can go and see other people's shows. She says she has glasses. My set should be shorter. You better plan your life out if we're gonna be together. No fair, no teeth. I heard you the first time. Don't repeat. No fair, no teeth. I heard you the first time. Don't repeat.
was Calarissa from her album Flamingo that came out on Mint a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. She's going to be playing at the Red Room tonight with Fine Mist and a bunch of other people.
Cool.
Yeah. And we had just a little bit of technical difficulties there. Apple. Steve Jobs letting us down.
I know. The collapsing offices are just so good that it broke my iPod.
Cannot compute. So that was the song. What was it?
Mirror Stage.
Mirror Stage from the album Mean Letters from a couple years back.
Yeah.
And Chris Riffick. Yeah. Our local
hero.
Our local superstar.
Legend.
Legend.
Yeah. Listen to him on CITR on Mondays. From
Mondays 1 to 3.
1 to 3? Yeah.
Parts Unknown.
Parts Unknown show.
Now's the time when I generally do show announcements, so I'm just going to do a few quick ones. The Olio Festival is the big thing going on, obviously.
Yeah.
So tonight, there's a bunch of shows all the way till Sunday, actually. So check out oleofestival.com for more information. Also tonight, Witchwater are playing with Payday Millionaire at Honey. Friday night, Kidnap Kids are playing with Nihilist Party, Half Chinese, and Payday Millionaires at Lugs. That's an all-ages show. What else? I'm not going to tell. One other show, September 20th, Mikachu and the Shapes are coming to town.
That was my favorite record of the year.
It's a great record.
I think it's great.
Yeah,
amazing.
So, get on that soon.
Cool.
I think tickets. And I just heard that Steve Martin is coming to perform comedy.
Ben Lyon will be happy.
In September.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's kind of like a Q&A thing with the moderator, but it's supposed to be
funny.
Where
would he perform?
I don't know. It's probably the center or something, like one of those big theaters.
Right.
Although apparently George Strombolopoulos is going to be the moderator.
Oh.
Which is that's a bit of a drag.
Yeah.
So that I think that about wraps it up.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say? Thanks.
Oh, we have a show. I think there's a show in September we're bringing to Vancouver. A guy named Angelo Spencer at Holco September 19th.
Awesome.
Should be pretty exciting. He's rad.
K Records.
He's amazing. He's like a one man band, and he's
cool.
So come on down. September
is that album
19th.
Out yet? On
it's coming out.
Okay.
It's very soon. Yeah.
Cool.
But yeah, he has a couple of 7 inches as well. I should come down to that show.
All right.
Cool.
That sounds great. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for letting us come on.
Have a great show tomorrow night and on Saturday.
Yeah.
And do you want to play one last song?
Sure.
Sure. Okay. How about the Tiger? This is Aaron Reed. He's phenomenon. I think he's a brilliant songwriter.
Okay.
And this song is called Tiger Head.
Here we go. On CITR 101.9 FM.
They found me burning on that field, the field where I once kissed you. I kissed you on that field where they found me burning. All my friends, they give me power, the power to transform myself. Little mountain gave me power, the power to control myself. But Tiger burned my clothes that night, and he left me dead inside them. And he said, "You don't believe in me." And I laughed, "You barely know me." And he said, "You don't believe in yourself." It's the kissing and the power that I'm waiting for, and it's the haunting and the fear.
feeling. Lakes for mountains, clouds for falcons. And your voice, it gives me power. The power to believe in it. Floating head, it whispers, cower. But your voice, it will silence it. A tiger burned my clothes that night, and he left me dead inside them. And he said, you don't believe in me. And I laughed, you barely know me. And he said, you don't believe in yourself. So I said, no.
So smooth. Jacking out the iPod to stop the song. This is Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM. Joining me now in the studio is... Oh, there you go. Thanks so much. Is No Gold and and Edo from Unfamiliar Records, the No Gold's record label. How are you guys doing?
Well.
Thanks so much for coming all the way up here. I know it's a real trek to get out to UBC, especially on a rainy day.
Yeah, on the bus.
Yeah. Oh, your mics are not. That'll be better.
On the bus.
Hello?
Yeah, I took the bus too. That's the way it is. But, yeah. You know.
I drove.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, don't you live like 4 blocks from here?
But I'm going to purchase some carbon credits later this evening.
Don't you live on campus? Carbon credits.
I'm a career student.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
So, how are things going? So, introduce you. So, you're from No Gold?
Yeah, I'm Jack from No Gold.
Right.
Liam, I play guitar in No Gold and sing. Liam is in Ontario right now visiting his grandma.
Okay.
He gets back tonight at about 5 or 6, and then we get our show at 9 or whatever.
Yeah.
We haven't played together since our tour of Alberta like a month and a half ago.
What could go wrong?
Nothing. And Haley is our drummer, and he's working. He doesn't really talk much anyway, so...
Okay.
I thought I'd just represent the band today.
Yeah, no, that's great. Thanks so much for coming out.
No,
happy to be here. So you're originally from Australia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you know that?
I did some research.
Oh.
I thought I'd break the trend and I'd actually research for this interview.
That's cool.
So yeah. What brought you to Vancouver?
I wish it was some cool story, but just my family moved out here.
Okay.
My dad's business and...
Right.
Yeah.
Cool. And so you met Liam a couple years ago, and you guys started playing as Yukon?
Uh-huh, that's right. Yeah, we played in a band called Yukon with some other people, and then and then that band kind of dissolved a little bit, and we started No Gold with Haley. Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite shows that you guys did was Edgefest at Hoko's a couple years ago.
Oh yeah,
yeah. And so you ended up doing the backup for Phil Elverum, of Mount Erie in that show.
Yeah,
how did that come about?
That was just spontaneous.
He just needed a backing band, so he said, "Do it."
I think he just came up with the idea at the time and said he wanted to have 5 guitars or something. So he just grabbed us, and his songs were pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
Just a couple of chords for the songs he played. So
you guys rolled with it.
It was really fun though.
Yeah. And I've read that you guys are going to be putting out some music later on this year.
Yeah, maybe. Oh man, we're getting Twittered right. Like, what the hell? I don't even understand. I've never even been on Twitter, but people are like texting and talking about how they're listening to this. Anyway,
someone's obviously jealous that they're not on Dunkin' Donuts again this week.
Oh, she's got to chill out. Okay, there's plenty of time.
It's fine. Missed from last week of text messaging.
Yeah, I'm listening to you freaks on CITR.
She doesn't even know that there's going to be a live broadcast of a performance of hers in September on this show.
Okay.
I don't think she even knows that.
In your face, man.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Twitter, okay.
I'll explain that later.
Yeah, an album late, probably early next year.
Early next year? And some 7-inches before that, or some singles before
that?
Yeah,
there's a 7-inch. Maybe it's being pressed. Maybe I haven't spoken to Peter in a while. But
and is that with on Unfamiliar Records?
Not the 7-inch, okay. But the 12-inch, yeah. Yeah, I don't really know what's going on with the 7-inch either.
Okay, so, fair enough.
One of these days, I'm sure we'll find out.
The 7-inch is like 3 years in the making or something.
Holy cow.
Like, we recorded the bed tracks... literally 3 years ago or 2.5 years ago.
Yeah.
And then we recorded the overdubs like a year and a half ago, and we got the songs we got the songs to the label maybe 6 months ago, and we did the artwork 3 months ago.
Right.
And I think it's getting pressed now.
Awesome.
These songs that I just like.
That's good.
Whatever.
the 12-inch is going to be a bit more tighter schedule for that.
Yeah, we're working on that right now.
Okay.
Yeah. We have a G calendar, and we check it every day. And we have meetings regularly.
Yeah.
Three per week.
Yeah. The office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Downtown.
Yeah. Good.
They mail in progress reports.
The office.
To the Unfamiliar headquarters. That's right.
In Kirkland.
We've actually moved to Ladner now.
Poco. Yeah. Anyway.
Very good. Well, should we listen to some music?
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Sure. So what do you want to... you've got your iPod here. What do you want to listen to?
Oh, well, man, problem with iPods, so many choices.
Mm-hmm.
How about this, the first one, Adrian Orange.
Sure, great. A
friend of ours from Portland who's... I don't know. I really like him.
Okay.
Check it out.
Here is Adrian Orange on CITR 101.9 FM.
Hello. On the border, around. around your soul where it's been torn. You may have been hidden inside, kept outside or unborn. But regardless of the reason, and regardless of the rhyme, the great spirit of love could sew your soul back to mine. The great spirit of love would make a flag of souls. The great spirit of love, and we could call love home. Revolution or rebellion could lose or save the day. But the great spirit of love will stay.
Yeah.
All right. At this time, I'd like to remind you that Dunkin' Donuts is brought to you by CITR 101. Dunkin' Donuts is brought to you by the Biltmore Cabaret. Upcoming shows include Owl Drugs tonight with Small Fame. On Friday, the Olio Festival visits the Biltmore. Foster Damas is canceled, but Gang Violence will be playing. And earlier in the night is Olio Comedy Showcase with Man Hussy, Picnic's Face, Pony Hunters, and a bunch of others. On Saturday, Bridges Out are playing, and that's about it. Check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for more information. So, why don't you tell us what we just heard?
Love is the Seventh Wave by Sting, off of his first solo album.
Mm-hmm.
I think Dream of the Blue Turtles.
Yeah.
I think that's the name?
That is, yeah.
Yeah. It's a real dubby banger. My parents played that song a lot when I was a child,
yeah,
growing up in Miami, along with a lot of Ziggy Marley. It's part of me.
Yeah, well, thanks for bringing it in.
Absolutely.
And before that, we heard Adrian Orange.
Yeah, Question, Love, Answer by Adrian Orange.
Great.
That's right. Also kind of reggae.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
We didn't really...
No,
this wasn't planned?
We're not even into reggae.
We did have a G-chat, though, earlier today.
White reggae, I guess. So it's more than
that's right.
Different G chat.
Ado, you, in addition to being working for and being a part of Unfamiliar Records, you're a local musician as well.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a couple of bands?
Yeah, I play in Brastronaut and The Clips, and well, today until tomorrow.
Right. So there's some big news that for the Clips fans out there.
Yeah, this is the last Clip show ever. So it wasn't an easy decision to come to, but mm-hmm. basically it's an amicable split, and we just feel like we had a lot of fun playing the songs that we wrote as the Clips, but we're kind of getting bored of them, and also MJ has decided to leave to our guitar player, on completely friendly terms. So we just decided that we don't want to try to adapt. If we are going to form a new band with like the remaining four people, then mm-hmm. We don't want to try to like adapt the old songs to fit this new configuration. So
yeah.
But you know, tonight's going to be really fun. We've been jamming a lot.
Cool.
And playing with these guys.
Me.
Yeah. Jess, Jack. And Jack's just going to talk about what kind of music.
So yeah, that's tonight at the Red Room at Richards and. Hastings or so? Or is it Richards? Thereabouts.
Yeah, around Richards.
Yeah. So that's Fine Mist, No Gold, Paper Cranes, and The Clips.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Anything else you guys want to talk about? Play some more music?
Well, I wanted to actually at this point in the program.
We've got 3 minutes left.
Yeah, I wanted to give Jack his signing bonus. I just haven't... Never done this, Jack, but I meant to give you this a long time ago.
Oh my god.
It's my creamed smoked roe from IKEA.
That's a huge tube of smoked roe.
Yeah.
That'll take you a long time to get through.
Man. Awesome. Thanks.
Hey,
thanks.
Well, you earned it, Jack. You all earned it. Haley, Liam, Jack, they earned this.
Well, Haley and Liam aren't going to eat it.
No.
And is this a typical signing bonus for an unfamiliar band? What did the Japandroids get when they signed with you guys?
Japandroids?
They haven't proved themselves yet.
Yeah, exactly. They got a fan, actually. A defective fan.
Whatever it takes to keep them happy,
yeah.
You know? Yeah. So do you want to play a song to finish us off?
I got one song by my good friend Hussein, who lives in Vancouver. Song, his name is Candles.
And Candles. The song is
called,
right.
Called Baby Blue.
Awesome. Let's give that a listen.
His birthday on Saturday. Come out to Funky Winker Beans. He's playing.
Yeah, happy awesome. Birthday, Hussein.
Cool. All right. And that does it here for us at Dunkin' Donuts. Listen to or check out the podcast at CITR.ca if you like what you heard. And we'll see you next week. And make sure to head out to the Olio Festival this weekend. It'll be a lot of fun. All right. And thanks so much, No Gold. And Edo from the Clips and Unfamiliar Records for coming in. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Cool.
Experiment.